Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive.
Powered by Klipsch Audio.
From WTTSFM.com.
Very nice. Very
Thanks.
Nice.
Thanks. I'm glad you remembered that one.
Well, tell us about the song. Now, you wrote that after you had left a band, right? Was it shortly after?
Yeah, I was in a rock band like everybody for a few years. And one night was just way too loud. And I went back to my room and picked up the Martin acoustic. And that's what I want.
Tell us about your very first guitar.
Wow. My dad realized he wasn't going to get anywhere trying to encourage me to be an accountant or a lawyer, although both skills I could certainly use today. But he brought me down to Sears and bought me a $29 K guitar, and I was away. I was gone. That was it. The clouds parted, the angels sang, and seriously, it was like, wow. Finally, I understand something. You know, if I put my hand here, my fingers are. You know, I was just gone.
And in the late 60s, early 70s, how do you go from having the $29 guitar from Sears to getting signed to a label? You were on Atlantic Records back in the 70s, during the same era as Led Zeppelin. How do you go from point A to point B and you're on a big label like that?
It was, like everyone says, a little luck and a lot of hard work. And, I became known as the best opening act in New England for a couple of years. And I had a cool story. I put a PA system in the back of my 52 Pontiac. I know it sounds like a fable, but it's actually true. And I drove it around to all the college campuses in New England, of which there are tons. And just drive through campus and find a likely-looking building, not likely-looking house, like a fraternity house or a student union or something, or if really lucky, a sorority house, and just walk in and just find an electric plug and plug my sound system into a plug and put up my mic and start singing like I had belonged there and been invited. And wait for the campus police to show up and say, what?
Kind of create your own gig thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
It was fun. It was fun. But that, you know, in answer to your question, I sort of got known as a, you know, a bit of a reputation as that kid that shows up uninvited and just plays until they throw him out.
Persistence paid.
Yeah, man, I'm still the same way. I play until they throw me out.
We didn't know he was coming until a couple hours ago. He showed up here and everything. Well, now let's talk about the Shanty, because I have some numbers here.
Oh, dear.
We believe the Shanty was first played on WTTS on Friday afternoon, August 23rd, 2002. And excluding the Fridays that fall on national holidays, we believe we have played the Shanty on 731 consecutive Fridays. I don't know how we started doing this, but we started doing this, and if you don't do it, people get crazy. They get bent out of shape, but you're not playing the Shanty.
Welcome to my world.
So tell us about the song, and did you ever have any idea it was going to become an anthem when you wrote this back in the early 70s?
Oh, yeah, I knew right away.
Okay.
It was going to be a...
of course.
No, we had a saying in our band, you know, at the time. What are you going to do tonight? Same old thing. Lay around the Shanty and put a good buzz on. And you know, I thought, song, there's a song there somewhere. And it was there on the kitchen table the next afternoon when we all woke up. And it was said that I had written it. And I said, well, thank God pencil sticks to formica.
Wow. So now you know. Now I know. I had no idea. This is great.
I exaggerate, but that's the basic. That's a basic fable that I've made up. No, that's actually what happened.
Well, your song has made a lot of people happy every week, and it's become a huge part of our radio station, and we could not be doing 92.3 VIP Day without you being here.
Oh,
it means the world
thank
to
you.
Us.
Me too. Thank you so much.
True legend. And And tonight, Jonathan will play at the Warehouse in Carmel. That's going to be a very special performance. Probably a lot of this, storytelling and songs and just having a fun night with the audience.
Yeah, can you come tonight? Because this is a good repartee we've developed here.
You got a good little thing going here.
Yeah, we do.
Well, not to be presumptuous, but can we hear the shanty now?
Sure, right now?
Sure, and then okay. Play a couple others and or okay. Whatever you want to do.
I usually save that for the end because okay, I don't want that, people okay. to leave.
Save it for the end. And so you all know.
Is it okay?
This shanty will be on at 5 o'clock this afternoon. The one we're recording right now will be on at 5 o'clock this afternoon on WTTS. And then the full session you're hearing right now will be on at 7 o'clock tonight. So that's the plan. Anyway, cool. Let's hear some more and then we'll wrap up with the shanty.
Yeah.
Here's Jonathan Edwards.
Thank you. Thank you so much.